Well, I've got to start with, before we kind of jump straight into the film, I mean, you obviously have such a great history with looking into the history behind World War One, World War II. What made you kind of want to dive back into this realm, even though it is World War One, and I mean, the American road to victory was more World War Two side, but what's kept you going?
I was working on a documentary series about the Doughboys, and I found the story of Stubby, and I just thought, this is an incredible, inspiring story. You know, it's almost the embodiment of a canine version of the American dream. You know, he was such a special story. There he was, a stowaway going to France and coming back leading the parade. You know, it was such an inspiring story, and I've always wanted to find a wider audience and get interesting historical projects and, you know, great pieces of literature to a wider audience, and I thought, this needs to be a family animation. We can control the emotions of the dog. We can deal with the horrors of war can be off camera, but we can be conscious of the fact we're in a war without actually having to expose younger audiences to the horrors of war. So I felt that animation was the way to go.
When did you know you were going to be able to hook up with Patrick for the score, and then also getting Mark Solomon to help edit? I mean, these are heavyweights as well, like yourself.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Patrick is wonderful. Patrick's been involved with us since the very beginning. I sent him the script. He was on the train reading it, and he came back to me and said, listen, this is a gift for me. I really have to do this movie. It's really important. I want to do it. And he's worked with me right the way since storyboards, all the way through. He's been an inspiration. I looked at most of your films, and I want a score that captures the sweetness of Disney's live-action Cinderella with the drama of Henry V.
That's crazy. You know, one of I think the elements in helping capture that feeling that the music creates is the wonderful shading you guys do in this film. I think shading and the color difference, the time of day when it was shot. I mean, this was one of the most detailed animation films I've seen. Can you talk about getting into the details sectors?
I sat down with the art direction team, and we spent a lot of time working out what we wanted. First of all, I said, look, trenches are pretty miserable places, so what I want to do, I want the timbers in the trenches, to look like they've been reclaimed, so I want to see bits of flecks of paint here and there, so we're not just in this grey misery for long periods of time. Also, the skies, I want to play with the skies, the drama. I mean, have you actually seen the film now?
Yes.
Well, you know, the German attack, we have that red dramatic sky and Patrick's dramatic music. And so we really experimented with that. We didn't want it to look like other animated films, you know. We're dealing with photorealistic characters. We stylized the backgrounds a little bit. But the art team were tremendous. And we sat and we spent a lot, you know, many months working out what we wanted this movie to look like. And they were just fantastic.
As far as when you started capturing, like, the talent that came on board, like, did you try and gear, I mean, obviously, with Helena Bonham coming on for Margaret, did any of the, you know, Logan, did they look into their real-life characters?
Yes, they did. I mean, I gave Helena some information, and she, you know, the reason I chose her, I mean, she's fantastic, but again, when I was watching Disney's live-action Cinderella, she was the narrator at the beginning and turned into the fairy godmother, and I thought, this is breaking every rule of filmmaking. She's telling me what I can see, but somehow I find it reassuring. And then I wanted to do the same thing. We were very conscious in this movie that there were no female voices. You know, there was a bunch of guys and a dog. So I thought, we really need a female voice here. And so Robert Conroy was brought up by his older sister, and it made perfect sense that there would be communications between the two of them. She was the perfect vehicle to, in my opinion, to sort of give us context, because we need to give context to the war and what was happening, and, you know, insight into her brother, another insight into his character. So Helena, Logan read the script. Logan and I spoke a few times. He'd never done any voice acting. But he has that lovely young naivety that I would have expected Conroy to have. And Depardieu, well, he just read the script. He went, he's me and I'm him. Now let's get on with it. I remember recording sessions with Gerard, and it was like, at the time, I had an assistant on there who was going, oh, we need to talk about the psychology of this. He said, he knows too. I've done 300 movies. I like this character. He's me and I'm him. Now let's just get on with it and record. And again, putting the two of them together, I created the effect that I wanted, which was this sort of, you know, this kind of grizzled Frenchman who'd been in the trenches for 3 years already, but hadn't lost his sense of humour and could become a sort of father, elder brother figure to this you know, young doughboy. And the two voices were, considering we recorded Gerard in Paris, Logan in LA, and Helena in London, you know, so it was like, but it came together. Mark did a wonderful job of picking the right, Mark Solomon did a great job of picking the right takes. And, you know, the thing about this movie, I found, you know, everybody that worked on this movie loved it. It was something different. They loved it. You can see it in the artist's work. You can see it in the, you know, and I used to watch people in the studios when they were working 16 hours a day, 7 days a week towards the end. And they just loved what they were doing.
You know, even before you guys jumped into production on the film, this idea, the subject had gotten endorsements. I was amazed to read about in the production notes what different organizations, the state of Connecticut. I mean, people wanted to make this happen. That's got to be something new and refreshing, yeah, as a filmmaker.
In a lot of respects, not all, but in a lot of respects, it was like pushing it an open door. You know, first of all, we got the endorsements of the World War One Commission in Washington, D.C., which was great for us. And then Connecticut came on board. He's, you know, Stubby's from New Haven, Connecticut, and we're going to be having a big event up there this coming Sunday. And it just had goodwill, you know. It was one of these projects that people said, oh, yeah, I want to be involved with this. And it sort of had goodwill from the beginning.
How did Jordan end up being the voice of Olsen in the movie?
And I'm the voice of the cook, but I'm not mentioned in the credits. But we all did these scratch voices. When we first started, we did scratch voices for the storyboard. And then as we got into the animators, we went, yeah, I really like this. Good, this works. I could animate to this character, to this character's voice. And then some of the scratch voices stayed into like Jordan and myself, stayed into the main movie.
Is animation something that is now something you want to continue to do? I mean, you must have enjoyed this whole process.
It has been exhilarating and exhausting, but yes, I've enjoyed every minute of it. Yes, it is, because I believe that if we stay in our lane, and our lane is to make good quality family content based on true stories, or great pieces of American literature. Nobody else is doing that, and I think that we want to do that. Comes, you know, it's my documentary background. There's an element of edutainment in it. You know, but it's very interesting because we had some interviews with kids coming out of the LA premiere the other day, and there were kids from tough districts of Los Angeles, and they were all saying, oh, we learned something about World War One. We love the movie, you know, it's so interesting. I think people are ready, and I think parents are ready to have an alternative, and I hope that we can provide that.
I've got to ask, there's so many connections to Georgia. I mean, you have the offices there. Can you talk about the importance of that state on this whole company and what you guys are doing?
Yeah, well, Georgia, you know, I've been coming to Columbus now for more than a decade and working with doing projects with the National Infantry Museum at Fort Benning. And that's how I met Jordan, because he worked at the Infantry Museum. And so I kept coming down here, and I watched the city grow, and I watch things changing, and then I met some other key team members like Crystal Trawick, who runs our marketing distribution. She had been at Carmike Cinemas for 20 years, and these are people with young families, and I thought, you know what, if Jordan can jet off everywhere, which he does, but if we're distributing and marketing, you know, we can do it from anywhere. So we set up here in Columbus, which we like very much, and we have plans in the future to have some kind of animation hub here. If we can pull it together. At the moment, we'll stay in Montreal, but we would like to do something here because it's a wonderful city, and, you know, we've always believed we could turn it into the Burbank of the South. You know, Lance is doing all the live action, and I think we can do animation and visual effects down here quite easily.
Very cool. I've got to then ask, you're less than 2 weeks away from this being shown in 3,000 plus theaters. I mean, you're almost there. This has got to be exciting.
Oh, it's really exciting. I have to pitch myself every day, and but we're not there yet. We've got, I don't know if you're aware, but we have 111 dog rescue partners around the country, and they're mobilizing now, and educators are doing pre-sales, school buyouts for school trips, and then we have our general audience. So we're working away on that. It's a bit like a political. We feel that we're in the office today saying it's like running a political campaign. I would imagine, we're all there as we're working up to election night. It's really exciting. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think it's fitting that Sergeant Stubby met a few presidents in his reign. So hopefully, y'all can do that as well.
It's a wonderful, heartfelt story, and I believe that, he'd be quite an inspiration to children and young people, and I think, I feel very privileged to be the sort of custodian, in film terms, of this story.
Well, thank you for the time, Richard, and really was blown away by the film. It looks amazing, and I can't wait to see what people think of it. And Michelle, thanks for the time. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Both to you.